Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. This is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's main headlines: 1,631 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed today, as well as 67 further deaths this past week. But the chief medical officer says there are no plans to reimpose restrictions. It's emerged that the oncology clinic at Letterkenny University Hospital has been cancelled for 2 weeks in a row. It's understood that nursing shortages may be why some services for cancer patients have been suspended there. It's also emerged that day services at St. Connell's and Letterkenny have been closed since the start of the pandemic. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin, coming up for you within the next half hour. Back to our top story this evening, however, and 1,631 new cases of COVID-19 have been announced by the Department of Health today. 503 patients are now in hospitals with the virus, 101 of those now in ICU. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan has said that Ireland's COVID incidence is increasing at a concerning rate. He says the 7-day average of cases here is now just over 2,000 and is up almost 1,000 cases a day on just 3 weeks ago. Those figures come as an expert has said the COVID pandemic will continue until a booster vaccination programme are brought forward to deal with new variants. Trinity College Dublin Professor Kingston Mills said the issue is the Delta variant is now harder to slow than the old virus strain, and says new vaccines designed for new variants will be more effective.
Because immunity generated by infection with the Delta variant is very effective at preventing reinfection with the same variant. So that will have a benefit. So I would expect to see in the UK the numbers starting to come down in a few weeks' time, and hopefully that will happen here in Ireland as well. But until we have a booster campaign designed specifically to take care of the variants, we're going to see this pandemic continuing.
67 further deaths as a result of COVID-19 have also been recorded in the Republic of Ireland in the past week. But the chief medical officer says there are currently no plans to reimpose restrictions. However, Dr. Tony Houlihan says people must get back to basic measures, such as hand washing and mask wearing.
We don't necessarily need perfection, but we need everybody to hear the message, and we need most of the people, most of the time, to be doing most of the things that we're recommending. And that might be enough to turn around the pattern of transmission that we're seeing that's putting such significant numbers of people in hospital and leading to significant cancellations of elective activity.
The oncology clinic at Letterkenny University Hospital has now been cancelled for 2 weeks in a row. It's understood that nursing shortages may be why some services for cancer patients have been suspended recently. LUH has frequently been one of the most overcrowded hospitals in the country in recent weeks. Just today was the third most overcrowded in the state, according to the INMO, with 50 people awaiting a hospital bed there earlier. Deputy Pierce Doherty, who's been contacted by some of those affected, says both patients and their families are worried of the effects that this will have on their cancer treatment. He's demanding that answers are given to patients and their families.
I understand that this was a well-flagged issue. It wasn't something that was sudden. And Letterkenny University Hospital is part of the overall SEALTA group. And where there is deficiencies in one part of it, then the group has to come in and support it. So, crucially, what we need is we need this service up and running and confirmation to all of the patients that the clinics will be available from next week on. And then we also need answers why this was allowed to happen.
Now, unfortunately, it's just one of a range of issues facing the hospital at present. Letterkenny has been one, if not the most overcrowded in Ireland all of last week and even spilling into this week. Is there any connection to that situation and the oncology services? Like, we did hear Tony Canavan, the CEO of the SEALTA Hospital Group here, saying that they were going to monitor Letterkenny University Hospital closely. Is that good enough from your point of view?
No, it's not good enough. And, well, we'll hear from management, I'm sure, in due course. And I actually think they should have been out in the public media explaining to cancer patients and their families why these clinics have been cancelled for 2 weeks in a row. But, this isn't, in my view, COVID-related. This isn't in relation to the massive overcrowding we have in the hospital, which is a separate issue. This is in relation to a vacancy that has taken place that was, from my understanding, and I'm to be corrected, but we haven't heard from management, that was well flagged, that wasn't dealt with in the appropriate fashion, either by the hospital or by the group to fill that vacancy in a timely manner, and has left the patients now vulnerable. And that's not acceptable.
It's also emerged that day services at St. Connell's in Letterkenny have been closed since March of last year, apparently due to a lack of resources. At the beginning of the pandemic, the service shut its doors, with clients being given more limited home support as an alternative. Despite an easing of restrictions across society and the health service, the service at St. Connell's has yet to resume, and it's understood that no definitive reopening date for day services has been given yet. Local councillor Jeremy McMonagall says it's down to a lack of investment and resources, and that the HSE now need to admit that.
At the start of COVID last year, it was shut down for obvious reasons, and that's understandable. And the clients that were attending that on the daily service then were given home support. And ever since now, when the restrictions were lifted last year, and then again earlier this year, we requested as to when it would be reopening again, and so that the service could be resumed. And to date, we haven't got a definitive answer from the HSE. And, you know, I've been listening there earlier to the stories from Inishowen in relation to vulnerable adults and their normal routine, and that's what they need, and meeting in with people and in groups and getting all the therapies and the support that comes from that. And I know Albert from the Regional Health Forum, and that he's been raising this constantly, as that I have, about the St. Connell's Day Centre. But the HSE, for some reason or other, are they hedging their bets, or else they're changing their policies, and we cannot get to the bottom of it. And I think it's time that they come clean. The bottom line here is that it's a lack of investment in our mental health services. It's a lack then of resources available to the teams that are there to run these day care centres. They haven't got the finance, they haven't got the resources.
Families affected by a lack of provision of day services in North Inishowen say they feel deeply let down by both the HSE and the government. A number of services have been compromised in the area due to a range of issues, including a COVID outbreak and the redeployment of staff. As a result, some service users are reportedly regressing. Sally, whose daughter normally goes to the Adult Training Centre, says the service has become totally unreliable of late. And speaking on today's 9 till noon show, emotional Sally said it was 3.5 years since she was afforded respite.
We have had no escort on the bus since the middle of August. Now, that's not COVID's fault. The staff been taken from underneath it. That's not COVID's fault. They can't blame everything on COVID. I mean, this is something that's not going to go away in the foreseeable future. And we don't want this to happen again. That our staff are pulled. There's no rest. It's 3.5 years since I had respite. I'm begging parents of Inishowen to get to stand up together and get counted. Because there's nobody listening.
There are currently no emergency respite beds available in the peninsula, with alternative accommodation currently being provided in Letterkenny. Inishowen resident Anne, whose grandson lives with her, says that travelling to Letterkenny is just not feasible.
He's going back to do things when he was a child, and that was, he was really progressing, before this pandemic in him. And we were very proud of how he was getting on. And now he's just gone back to baby stuff, things that he'd done when he was a child. And it's just disheartening. It's we're getting older, and when I see him going regressing back, I just feel, we've lost all the progress that we did make. Staff and all in Castle Corps, I have absolutely no issue with those people. I find them very good, with the clients and all. It's got nothing to do with them, it's to do with the HSE and the way that they're treating, or mistreating, more appropriately, the children with, and the people with disabilities, in Inishowen especially. And my grandson was to go to Ballymacool this weekend. I have got no communication whatsoever from Ballymacool. I phoned and left a message to see what was happening. I've got no comeback. I really don't want Stephen to go to Ballymacool. I want him to be in Cairndonagh.
Yeah.
Because that's where he knows the people and where he'd be more comfortable. Either Bonclana or Cairndonagh, where he knows the surrounding areas. Ballymacool, he has no clue. I have no clue.
Local councillor Rena Donaghy says while efforts have been made to acquire extra respite, it's ultimately up to someone in the HSE to make that final decision.
There doesn't seem to be anybody that can take a decision. Yes, it is moving forward, but then it just seems to go back again. And I have had a meeting about this yesterday as well, and the area manager is going to meet with the people that he needs to meet with, because we have people who are there, who are prepared, who have houses that they can offer. It'll be the fire certificates will be put in place, the planning will be put in place, everything will be given to the HSE. It's not as if they will have to go and seek out houses themselves and do the work. This will all be done and handed to them. You know, we need live-in services, we need day services, and they're just not there. But when people are offering them, somebody who knows exactly what is needed needs to take definitive action.
The Minister for Health says the government has gone quite far in the measures they've taken to reopen hospitality and the nighttime economy. People going to nightclubs and late-night events will need to book at least an hour in advance under new COVID regulations. Details around the ticketing system are still being finalised around how it will work, but industry reps have demanded a two-week delay in its rollout. That's been rejected by government. Stephen Donnelly says the ticket booking system is being introduced to keep everyone safe.
We have gone quite far in terms of the hospitality sector, and those in the sector, I think they know that and I think they appreciate that. What I want to see as Minister for Health is I want to see full compliance. The initial reports we have on the nighttime economy, to the credit of those running the nightclubs, it would appear that there is good compliance. The ticketing is there for a reason. It's there to keep patrons safe.
There are calls for urgent action on flooding issues along the main Letterkenny to St Orla Road as the winter season begins. Councillor Gary Doherty says that a number of properties and businesses along the road have been consistently flooded during periods of heavy rainfall. He raised the issue at yesterday's meeting of the Lifford-Stranorlar Municipal District and says while some remedial works have been carried out, the council still have to carry out an assessment to see whether or not those works will be enough to contain the water flowing in that area.
There are the flooding concerns on the Letterkenny Road in Stranorlar, and these have been ongoing for quite some time. And there are houses and businesses that are being affected there at that location. And I know one business in particular has had numerous instances where there's a pub there. McGuigan's pub has had water coming into the pub on quite a number of occasions. And I think the houses and businesses that are in the area there need certainty that there's action being taken by the council and to make sure that the flooding instances that happened previously don't happen again, because it simply can't continue that every winter that you're facing into the prospect of heavy rain and bad weather, that water might be coming into your property, and that's simply not good enough. The council did say that there were some remedial works that were carried out at the location, but they're coming back to with a report just to check on the status of the works that have been carried out there, and whether the remedial works that have been carried out, whether that will be sufficient to carry the weight of water that flows down. So there's a dip in the road there that everybody would be aware of, that there can be large volumes of water that would accumulate there. So I think it's just important to know that whatever works have been carried out and whatever additional measures that can be carried out at that location, that they are done, and just so that we have certainty for the businesses and the properties in the area that they'll know that this won't happen again.
The time is now 13 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break, and Sport with Kenny is coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is now 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. Time to go over to Kenny Harkin with the latest in sport.
Thanks, Daniel. Starting with soccer, and Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher won't feature for Liverpool in the EFL Carabao Cup later on tonight. Now, the Cork native recently suffered a setback in training and will miss the last 16 game at Preston North End. Elsewhere this evening, holders Manchester City, they take on West Ham. Burnley entertain Spurs. Leicester and Brighton, they meet at the King Power Stadium. And Stoke, they go up against Brentford. All those games start at 7:45. And up in Scotland, a special tribute will be played to former Rangers manager Walter Smith at Ibrox tonight. Stephen Gerrard's side take on Aberdeen in the Scottish Premiership just a day after the 73-year-old's death. Meanwhile, Celtic there away to Hibs, with both those games kicking off at 7:45. Looking ahead to that game, boys boss Ange Postecoglou insists he's not taking anything for granted tonight. Their opponents have lost their last three matches, while Celtic have won their previous four. Despite the difference in form between the two teams, Postecoglou is expecting a tough game.
You know, I think it'll be a good challenge for us. I think they're a good side. Their form, you know, has been patchy, but, you know, they're strong defensively, but they've also got some threats going forward. So we've got to play well to get a result there. So, looking forward to it.
The other games in the Scottish Premiership tonight, Dundee play Ross County. Livingstone, they're up against Dundee United. Motherwell play St Mirren, and St Johnson, they play Hearts. All those games also kick off at 7:45. The Intermediate Cup draw was made today. The holders, St Mochta's, they'll travel to Liffey Wanderers in the third round of the FAI Centenary Intermediate Cup. The two Ulster Senior League sides in the Cup now know their opponents after today's draw. Bonagee, they've been handed a home draw against Dublin opposition Glenville FC, while Cockhill Celtic, they've been drawn away to Cork side Lakewood Athletic. The draw was completed this afternoon at FAI HQ Abbottstown by Republic of Ireland under 21 manager Jim Crawford. It'll see 16 ties taking place in the third round as 32 teams compete to progress to the last 16. All matches will be played the week ending Sunday, November the 21st, with dates and kickoff times to be confirmed. In the Ulster Senior League tonight, there's one game down for decision. Finn Harps under 21s, they play Letterkenny Rovers. That game's in McGinn Park tonight with a 7:30 kickoff. In the Airtricity League news, Dundalk FC have warned supporters they'll be banned for life if they're caught with flares, fireworks or any pyrotechnics inside Oriel Park. The club says it has received numerous complaints about their behaviour of a small number of fans at a recent game with Shamrock Rovers. Dundalk, they host Waterford in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division this Friday. They say they're not trying to stop fans from enjoying matches, that they need to support more than ever, and that the health and safety of all people attending is paramount. Meanwhile, Gary Buckley has signed a 2-year contract with Sligo Rovers. The 28-year-old is in his second season at the showgrounds. Buckley won a league and cup double with Cork City in 2017. In some other soccer news, Australian Josh Cavallo has come out as gay, becoming the only current top-flight male footballer in the world to do so. In an emotional video posted by his club Athletic United, Carvalho explained that growing up he was ashamed he wouldn't be able to play the sport he loves and be gay. But the midfielder praised the support of family, friends and coaches who have made the experience of coming out incredible. And West Ham have been granted planning permission to increase the capacity of the London Stadium to 62,500. It would mean another 2,500 seats added, making the former Olympic ground the biggest club stadium in the city. In rugby, Ireland head coach Adam Griggs has named six uncapped players in his squad for their upcoming autumn tests. Leinster duo Mary Healy and Ella Roberts, as well as Munster's Maeve Og O'Leary and Alana McInerney, have been drafted in. Connacht's Grace Brown Moran and Shannon Toohey have also been included. And Laura Feely, of course, from Ballybofey, has also been included in that selection. Ireland play the USA on November the 12th with a meeting with Japan 8 days later. And finally, in Rugby League, a group of former players in England are planning to sue the Rugby League for negligence over what they say was a failure to protect them from the risks of concussion during their careers. Bobby Goulding, Paul Heaton and Jason Roach, who have all been diagnosed with early onset dementia, are part of the ex-professionals involved. They allege the governing body didn't take reasonable care for their safety during their playing careers. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny, and back to news now. The Donegal County Councillor has criticised the fact the authority's Disability Committee has not met since the current council was elected in 2019. Councillor Micheál Colum McGilla-Aspig said he sought a place on the committee because there were a number of issues he wanted to pursue, including better footpaths, increased access, and the provision of changing places toilet facilities around the county. He says the Disability Committee is the forum in which these issues should be discussed, but he hasn't had the ability to raise them.
And constant contact with the Donegal County Council requesting when is the first meeting of this electoral term. I've been constantly told, yeah, we'll get to it, 2 years on, and we haven't got to it. And for me, that would say that it's a clear message from Donegal County Council that this committee and the issue itself isn't of enough importance for us to sit down and try to make life easier for people of all abilities. It's something that I have been talking about since being elected in 2014 and working on in terms of accesses to beach, proper access to footpaths and other buildings. For example, it's only a number of years ago that we had Neil Walsh do a presentation on my request at the No or in the Glenties MD on changing places concept, a fantastic concept. We did give a certain amount of commitment that we as Donegal County Council would work towards this, but yet a number of years on, that hasn't happened.
These issues are discussed at full council level and have been discussed both at full council level and at MD level. Officials may argue that, look, the work is being done. We may not be having meetings of a disability committee, but the issue is being discussed and, more importantly, decisions are being made.
The point is that we have loads of issues out there that needs resolving. This committee can work to better people's lives, to give a better quality in terms of their everyday living. We've done certain great things, there's no doubt about it, like the beach buggies access, but there's so much that we have to do.
And finally, a Donegal senator is encouraging people to get involved in the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review. Public consultations are getting underway this year, and people will have the opportunity to voice their concerns over a lack of rail services in the Northwest. Senator Niall Blaney says the review is real progress towards rail connectivity in the region and says that public participation will be key in making a strong case.
I do believe it'd be financially viable if we leave out Donegal for a moment and just take in the terms of City of Derry and the connectivity to Belfast. It's an existing line. It's a matter of upgrading the line to the speed rail. And I've absolutely no doubt that the speed rail will happen between Belfast and Dublin. So then you're talking about mass of population, and you have that in the area, and we help add to that. And it's not a massive stretch of the imagination to take a rail line a little over 20 miles into the town of Letterkenny and try and connect all those small towns on the way. So is it viable in the longer term? It is. Is it something that's going to be delivered in the short term? No, it's not. But planning needs to start. Maybe the best example I could give of this, if we go back to the days of the Mulroy Bay Bridge, it took several dial terms to deliver that bridge. I do believe that Eamon Ryan is very interested in delivering rail to the Northwest. And I do believe that good foundations can be laid now. But it's something that I'd seen to be, if there's the right push and drive is there, something that could be made to happen and possibly the next dial turn.
And now the weather. Showery outbreaks of rain at times this evening. However, there'll also be some long, dry periods. Outbreaks of rain will feed up from the south at times tonight, with temperatures generally not falling below 10 to 13 degrees overnight tonight. Back to this evening's main headlines once again, and 1,631 new cases of COVID-19 have been announced today. 503 patients are now in hospitals with the virus here, with 101 of those now in ICU. 67 further deaths as a result of COVID have also been recorded, but the chief medical officer says there are currently no plans to reimpose restrictions. It's emerged that the oncology clinic at Letterkenny University Hospital has been cancelled for 2 weeks in a row. It's understood that nursing shortages may be why some services for cancer patients have been suspended recently. LUH has frequently been one of the most overcrowded hospitals in the country in recent weeks. And it's also emerged that day services at St. Connell's in Letterkenny have been closed since March of last year, apparently due to a lack of resources. At the beginning of the pandemic, the service shut its doors, with clients now being given more limited home support as an alternative. That's all from the Highland Radio News Desk for now. We'll have another news update for you coming up at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for Wednesday evening, October the 27th. The death has occurred of Mary Freil Ní Campbell, Bohillian, Burt. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Ingus's Church, Burt, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Mary's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Burt. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The wake is strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Sean McDade, 8 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his late residence. House private to family and neighbours only, please. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St. Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Newleck Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Finbar Gallagher, 6 Orchard Grove, Ballyrain, Letterkenny. Finbar's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on facebook.com/Irish Martyrs. Interment afterwards in St. Columba's Church Cemetery, Dromahol. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The wake is private to family, close friends and neighbours, please. The death has taken place of Patrick Joseph P.J. Doherty, 37 Ernie Road, Strabane, and formerly of Newton Stewart. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Woodmount Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house will be private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at melmountparish.com.